This episode of the Rap IQ podcast is brought to you by Avery Dennison and their new automotive window film and PPF training classes. The separate class offerings for automotive paint protection films and automotive window film are suitable for beginners with no experience, as well as installers looking to upgrade their skills. These courses are designed to provide participants with the training to improve their skills and techniques, lower their installation times, and maximize profits. The paint protection film training classes are a three-day training class taught by Narayan Andrews, owner of Spectrum Auto in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and a great friend of mine. The program is built to allow much hands-on time as possible, with 90% of the class consisting of live demonstrations and real-world practice. Following a successful class, each participant will receive a certificate of completion, as well as their own application tools and a PPF roll of their choice, along with a 2 months free access to Avery Dennison's cutting-edge cutting software. The automotive window film training classes are a two-day intensive training class led by Rachel Shabroni, manager and lead installer of Solar Solutions Incorporated in Mentor, Ohio, and Harold Nimitz, owner of House of Tint in Winslow, Arizona. You will be trained on installing Avery Dennison automotive window film, learn the techniques of cutting, installing, and heat shrinking to apply window film and all types of vehicles. In addition to hands-on learning, the class will also focus on selling, promoting, and networking to grow your business. Each class member receives application tools and a 20-foot roll of automotive material of their choice. Find the schedules of PPF and automotive window film training classes and register for a class at graphics.averydennison.com/training. What's up, guys? John Duber here with the Rap IQ podcast. I am by myself today. No Blake Madsen with me. For you that are new to the podcast, there's four different genres that we go through on the podcast. Number one is straight to the point. It'll be either me or Blake, and we'll drive home a quick point, you know, 10, 15 minute episode. Number two is when Blake and I get on the microphone, get in the studio and record a show, bringing some knowledge to you. The third one is when we have a guest on the show and they'll bring some knowledge and drop some bombs on you. And the fourth one is when a product gets launched, a manufacturer wants to come on and talk about a product that they're taking to market. A show is happening and the promoter wants to come in and be on the show and promote their show. But today is going to be a straight to the point. Straight to the point, man. So I've been doing some reflecting as of late, and you know, I'm a big, you know, not necessarily full meditation, but meditator, someone that spends a lot of time thinking and reflecting on things when things go right and things go wrong. I spend a lot of time when I'm just by myself in the car. I you know, sitting on my deck, it doesn't matter when I'm at my river lot or I'm on a whatever. I spend a lot of time reflecting. And, you know, I've been doing some reflecting recently, and I've come to this conclusion yet again. This is something that is reoccurring to me and something that I live by, but it's a fact that everything truly does happen for a reason, whether it's good or it's bad or indifferent. You know, I'm 38 years old now. I started my business 20 years ago. I've been an entrepreneur my entire life. With that being said, I'm more mentally mature now than I've ever been. You know, I got a lot of wins under my belt and a lot of losses under my belt. And after sitting down and continually reflecting on those things, I believe that it all happened for a reason. You know, I sit here and I look at my family and I, you know, I dated my wife for 10 years before we were married, and now we're happily married for 9 years. You know, that growth process through that marriage has been, you know, it's been amazing, but at the same time, it's been challenging at times. But every one of those challenges, we come out bigger, better, faster, stronger. You know, I have three little boys now. I could have stopped at one. I could have. And then we had the second one and we could have stopped it too, but we didn't. We just had our third baby, and I couldn't imagine not having my baby right now. You know, I again, everything happens for a reason. You know, I look at my career. I look at what I'm doing outside of my company, Vinyl Images, that I'm in partnership with my brother, Joe, and my sister, Destiny, with. And I'm an Avery Dennison certified trainer. I travel North America and I train alongside Chad Parrish and Charlie Trujillo and under the tutelage of Justin Pate. And I sit there and I think about what led to that, right? I won a bunch of vehicle wrap competitions, so I proved myself for competency and for skill set with those vehicle wrap competitions, including the World Championship of Car Wrapping. I try to be the most respectful person because I was raised that way, and I would get a whooping if I didn't. So I'm a very respectful person, but at the same time, I'm an asshole when warranted, and I will smash somebody if I need to. I do that way less nowadays, but at the same time, I'm still not afraid of it. And I think that being a good person, showing your skill set, that led to a dinner with Justin Pate in Indianapolis at RapsCon. And I think it was 2017 or so, 2016, which led to the Avery Dennison door being open and me getting my Avery contract and becoming an Avery Dennison certified trainer. Did I know that winning the World Championship of Car Wrapping was going to lead to an Avery Dennison training contract? Absolutely not. But looking back at it, you can connect the dots, and that's exactly what happened. A lot of you guys know me outside of the podcast, and you know that I was a mixed martial arts fighter. MMA was a massive part of my life. I mean, I wrestled from the time I was in first or second grade, I forgot, up till I was a senior in high school, and then I all of a sudden the sport that you know and love, there's nowhere to go. I didn't go to college, so I couldn't wrestle in college. And I just started fighting, started mixed martial arts. I had a very dominant career, as an amateur. And, you know, there's two aspects of the MMA part of my life that I want to talk about. Number one was the one fight I truly lost, right? I got cut one fight of a fight I was winning, but I'm not bitter at all about losing. I'm a sore loser, in case anybody knows. No, it doesn't know me. I hate losing. I fucking hate losing. But anyway, I got the shit kicked out of me up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I went up to Cedar Rapids, Iowa to fight for a world championship, an amateur world championship in the ISCF MMA World Classic. And I was the current United States lightweight champion at 155 pounds. So I walked in there with all this swagger and cockiness, thinking, oh, everyone's going to have to worry about me. And I didn't train correctly, and I was doing stuff I shouldn't have been doing. And I walked in there in my first fight, man, this dude laid hands on me. The first time he punched me in my face, my feet went numb. And then he beat me up for like 2.5 minutes and then choked me unconscious. And he beat the shit out of me. And it was the first and only time I'd ever been beat up. It's the only time still I've ever been beat up in my entire life. And I've been in hundreds of fights. And I think about that so much. Like, at the time, it was the most devastating thing in the world to me. You know, I was on top of the world, and it was a very difficult thing. And now I look back at it as one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me. I think about it all the time, because that feeling of truly getting the crap kicked out of you and then choked unconscious, you're helpless. Like, I mean, I was gassed. I was beat up. I was bloody, swollen, bleeding. And then I get choked unconscious, right? So it's one of those things where I think about that a lot, because it was so painful, not just physically. The physical pain was nothing. It is what it is. It was the mental anguish, and it was the emotional pain of losing that bad that I still constantly think about, and it drives me all the time. I think it was one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me now that I think about it. And the second part of my mixed martial arts career that I want to talk about is I retired due to heart disease. I was 2 weeks away from my professional debut. I was the ISCF MMA world champion, amateur world champion at 155 pounds. Dude, I was a stud, man. I was really in good shape, and I went in to get a physical for my professional debut, and they heard a heart murmur, which led me to a cardiologist, which led me to being diagnosed with a bicuspid aortic valve, which led to ending my career. And I sit there and I think about that, and I think about how bad that was. I literally cried for 6 months. I cried every day for 6 months. I was so devastated that I couldn't fight anymore. I loved it so much, and it really pained me. And then I sit there and I think about it now, and I'm like, well, man, at the time, like, I was at that point in my career, I was kind of fighting for the attention. I was fighting for the wrong reasons. I did enjoy fighting, but I really, really, really liked that spotlight. And looking back at it, like, that was a blessing in disguise, right? I was stopped before I became a professional and before I had the opportunity to really get hurt very bad, because I was doing it for the wrong reasons, I believe. Could I have done well? Yeah, I probably would have done pretty well. But at the same time, like, you live once. My body's already beat up. It was already beat up at that time. And I would be even more beat up now. So being diagnosed with heart disease, and ending my mixed martial arts career, again, I look back at it as a huge positive, but at the time it was a very large negative. In my business career, right? My business career, I have lost so much. I have lost so many times. And I'm the eternal optimist, right? I always believe now at this point, being more mentally mature, more physically mature, my rap IQ is much higher. My business acumen is much higher. I look at everything as I see the positives. I'm just a constant optimist. And I know right now that there are a lot of people out there hurting for good team members, right? Everybody needs help. Everybody needs help, whether it's in design or install or production, or you need someone to a porter to clean the vehicles or whatever it may be. I need you to understand this, right? If you put the good out into the world, all right, you live a positive life, you put good stuff out into the world, the right people are going to come into your shop. It literally happens to me every single time. It happens to me, I shouldn't say every time. It happens to me almost every time, because there are times where you really need somebody and then you can't fill the position and it's very difficult. But there are people out there right now that are looking to relocate to you. There are people out there that are looking to come to work for your shop. There are people out there that don't even know that you exist, see a help wanted ad, and they say, wow, I'm tired of my current job. I want to go try something else in a skilled trade. The right person will come to you. You have to put it out there. And that influx of work that you're getting, you see it possibly as a negative because you don't have the right team in order to take it. You have to look at it as a positive because it will bring the right people to you. Let's say you have a big sales contract, right? You lost a big sales contract. This happens for a reason. This has happened to me multiple times. This will happen to you. The longer you're in business, the bigger the bids get, the more opportunity that you're going to have. And you're going to win some and you're going to lose some. The wins are always great. And you always got to learn from your wins. And you always got to figure out where your shortcomings are during your wins and during working through the job. But at the same time, you got to look at your losses, the ones you lose. Why did you lose it? Why did you lose it? You probably weren't ready. You weren't prepared. You didn't have the staffing. That was the world's way of telling you to get shit together. All right? Learn from your mistakes. It didn't happen for a reason. I'm sorry. You didn't get that job for a reason. And you need to learn, make the changes, and lock down the next one. You cannot look at those as a negative. You have to look at them as a positive and as a growing opportunity. You know, I always tell people that I love what I do, right? Because I do love what I do. But more importantly, I tell people that I'm alive at the right time and I'm alive at the right in the right industry. You know, I firmly believe after all these years, with all the personal and professional growth that I've seen, I firmly believe this to the day that I'm alive at the right time in the right industry. As this industry is growing, you know, it's absolutely amazing. I'm in the wrap industry, PPF, tinting, you know, all of it, the coating industry. I'm alive at the right time. I'm in the right spot. I'm the type of person that could go and do anything, anywhere. I could have moved anywhere, but I chose to stay in St. Louis and start a wrap company with my brother and my sister. All of this happened for a reason. All of it. Guys, always remember that one small thing leads to an open door, which leads to an opportunity, which leads to the right people being in your life, which leads to making the right sale, which leads to selling this, which leads to building that, which leads, let's say you're building some, you're trying to find a new building, right? Real estate market is nasty right now. It's crazy. Let's say you're out of space and you're looking to find a new building and you're almost about ready to sign a lease on something and something goes wrong. That happens for a reason. I'm telling you, you don't know what. It might take a year. And this goes for anything. It might take a year. It might take a week. It might take 5 years. But you will realize the reasoning at some point of why something happens. Guys, much love. Thank you for being in this life with me. Thank you for taking this journey with me. We appreciate all the support we're getting. I need you guys to remember that every single thing happens for a reason, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. All right? Much love, guys. Get after it today. We'll talk to you soon. Hey guys. guys, real quick, I just want to thank you all for listening to the podcast. This thing is growing very, very quickly, and Blake and I are very, very grateful for you guys to share the show. If you like what you hear, please, 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 please share this on social media. Go on to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star rating if you believe it's 5 stars. And also, please, please, please follow us on iTunes and make sure we got all the subscribers we can possibly get. We want to thank our sponsors. Without these sponsors, the show would not be possible. We are so happy to have Avery Dennison on board with all of the products that they give us and all the support that they give us, as well as Wrap Glove. Wrap Glove, awesome, awesome, awesome products. If you guys are not using Wrap Gloves, I highly recommend the Wrap Glove Ghost. It is one of the best installation gloves that you could possibly get.
And as always, guys, we want you to be involved. So participate a little bit and give us a call on the voicemail line. 314-596-2676. Could be anything you got. Questions, comments, talking shit, doesn't matter.
You can also text that number too. Again, it's 314-596-2676. Guys, again, if you get value from this show, from the podcast, from Blake, from me, please give us a follow on iTunes and give us a review. Much love. Get after it today. We'll talk to you soon.